Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 72. And we sing verses 1 to 6. Four stanzas. Psalm number 72. O Lord, thy judgments give the king, his son thy righteousness. With right he shall thy people judge, thy poor with uprightness. Psalm number 72, we sing verses 1 to 6 to God's praise and glory. Join together in prayer once again. Heavenly Father, we are instructed by our Lord Jesus Christ that we ought always to pray and not to faint. He has not only encouraged us to pray, he has also given us words to pray, words that are different from the prayers of the hypocrites and the prayers of the heathen. And he has not only encouraged us to pray and given us the very words to speak, but he has set an example for us. He commands us to do what he does himself. And so we lift our voices not only in praise this evening, but in prayer. But we are glad to raise our voices in praise and in prayer, because many of the praises that we find in the Psalms are in fact prayers to God. The psalm we are singing this evening is a prayer to God for the blessing of God upon the King's Son. And we pray that we would remember to sing our prayers and to pray as we sing, as is so often the true meaning of these poems in the Psalter. And so help us this evening to combine our prayers and our praises with one heart, with one voice, as an expression of the unity of our purpose, as we come to worship the great holy God of heaven. We rejoice, Heavenly Father, that we are encouraged to come into the courts of God's house, that we come as those who are invited guests, that we are not intruders or trespassers who perhaps have a fear of rejection, but we come being assured of the welcome. And as we come in the name of Jesus Christ, we are doubly assured, because he is the one who intercedes for us. He is the one through whom God's blessing comes to us and our petitions come back to God. It is through him that we are blessed in the gospel. It is through him that we approach the throne of the Most High. And so he is always our mediator from God to men and from men to God. And we give thanks that this is the outline of the gospel way of salvation, that we do not need to stand on our own pleadings, our own merits, presenting our own case even. We present our case through Christ, and he takes up our case and presents it to God. He is the supreme comforter, the paracletos, the mediator, the high priest, who speaks for men to God and who speaks on behalf of God to men. And so he is our hope, and he is our only hope, as once again, Lord, we gather to worship before the living and the true God, who speaks to us in the scriptures and desires that we listen and listen well in order to understand, in order to do, in order to live, in order to rejoice, and in order to have fellowship with God, not only in this world, but in the world that is to come. And so we pray again, and we praise again. And on the evening of this holy day, help us to appreciate the times and the seasons in which we live, these blessed days through which we are passing, the privilege of being alive in this particular age, the privilege of being alive in any age. But sometimes, Lord, we know that God's people are called especially to shine in times of special darkness, to express the peace of the gospel in times of a special discord and dispeace, to be called to be different in a radical way, where all is going amiss and where sin abounds, to set before the world an example that there is a better way to live. And so we are called upon in this, our generation, to be lights in a dark place, to be emphasizing the harmony and the fellowship that we have with one another and with Christ our Savior and with God our Father, in a world that is increasingly at enmity one with the other, family against family, brother against brother, parents against children, nations against nations, colour against colour, creed against creed, and all the divisions that we have made and manufactured and perpetrated through long traditions, long arguments, long differences, and all the things that mar our history. And yet so many of these things perpetuated today could be done away in a moment if only the world at large would believe the gospel, even in obedience to the commandments, O God, quite apart from believing the gospel, even believing the law, believing that the supreme law is to love God with all our hearts, and the next law is to love our neighbour as ourselves. And even if we implemented the second commandment, how privileged our world would be, how peaceable, how we would be so, so at peace with one another and learn to walk in the ways that are good and blessed and good for us and pleasing to God. So help us to remember these great issues as we give thanks again this evening for our salvation. And even if the world at large does not know and does not wish to know, Heavenly Father, we are glad that we know, and that we are glad for that day that touched our lives when we came to know the Saviour Jesus Christ, and whom to know is life eternal. And we give thanks that our lives have been changed. And we pray for others to have this transformation of life also. Especially, Lord, we always pray, and we pray yet again for our loved ones, our families, some of whom are lost. We believe by the way they live, the way they speak, by the things that they don't do, we believe that they are not in the fold of Christ. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that Christ would bring them, as he reminds us in the Gospel, other sheep I have, not of this fold, them I must bring also, that there would be one flock and one shepherd, and we pray that our loved ones would be caught up in that bundle of life which is in Christ Jesus, that they would not perish, O God. We can't bear the thought of them perishing. And as the friends took the lame man to Christ, we read in the Gospel, so we take our lame beloved ones to Christ in prayer. And we ask, as healing was given to that man then, so the healing touch of Christ would be given to our beloved ones. Lord, this is our prayer. We confess our sins. We acknowledge that our sins are more than we number. They are more than we confess. If we were to confess them all, we would spend all our days confessing, doing nothing but confessing. We don't know them all. We confess, O Lord, but you know them all, and you know what our confessions mean. And so once again, we confess that we have sinned, we seek mercy. We confess that we are weak, and we seek grace. And all for God's glory we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to read in the first epistle of John, 1 John chapter 3. The first epistle of John, chapter 3, and reading from verse 1 of 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And why did he slay him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good and sees his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. And so on. Amen. Well, we remind you again very briefly of the notices this evening. Our Wednesday meeting, of course, at 7 p.m. as usual. And the next Lord's Day, the services at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And once again, we encourage our hearers to continue to listen in. And always we do welcome visitors to our services and these online services. You may be listening for the first time. And again, we are glad to have you with us. And we hope and pray that the word would be a good word, saving and sanctifying, strengthening us in the faith. And these are the notices. We remind you, of course, of the offerings. They're still welcome for the work of the sustenance of the gospel. And so we just mention that as an ongoing part of our worship. We, of course, hope to return to normal gathered public worship again on Wednesday, the 1st of July, all things being in order for us to do so. But that date is, of course, subject to conditions at the time. But that is what we're hoping to do. So that's just a notice concerning that. Well, these are the intimations. We continue then to sing in this great psalm, this prayer psalm. In Psalm 72 from verse 7 to 10, the just shall flourish in his days and prosper in his reign. Psalm 72 from verse 7 to verse 10.